Text 12. Adina Lila Hasite Kshanulasat. Bhruvanga Samsuchitava Bhurya Nagraham. Ikshita-chinta-mayamena Vishwaram Yavan Manodharana Yavatishtate Adina Lila Hasitekshanulasa Bhruvanga Samsuchitavat Bhuryanugraham Iksheta Chinta Mayamenam Ishwaram Yavan Manodharana Yavatishtate Adina Lila Hasitekshanulasa Bhruvanga Samsuchitavat Bhuryanugraham Iksheta Chinta Mayamenam Ishwaram Yavan Manodharana Yavatishtate Adina Bhruvanga Samsuchita Bhuryanugraham Chinta Mayamenam Ishwaram Yavan Manodharana Yavatishtate Translation, the Lord's magnanimous pastimes and the glowing glancing of His smiling face are all indications of His extensive benediction. One must therefore concentrate on this transcendental form of the Lord as long as the mind can be fixed on Him by meditation. Purport, in Bhagavad Gita 12.5, it is said that the impersonalist undergoes a series of difficult programs on account of his impersonal meditation. But the devotee, due to the Lord's personal service, progresses very easily. Impersonal meditation is therefore a source of suffering from the impersonalist. Here the devotee has an advantage over the impersonalist philosopher. The impersonalist is doubtful about the personal feature of the Lord, and therefore he always tries to meditate upon something which is not objective. For this reason, this is an authentic statement in Bhagavatam regarding the positive concentration of the mind on the factual form of Lord. The process of meditation recommended here in Bhakti Yoga, or the process of devotional service after one is liberated from the material conditions. Jnana Yoga is the process of liberation from the material condition. after one is liberated from the conditions of material existence, for example, when one is nivritta, as previously stated here, or when one is freed from all material necessities, one becomes qualified to discharge the process of bhakti yoga. Therefore, bhakti yoga includes jnana yoga, or other words, the process of pure devotional service simultaneously serves the purpose of jnana yoga. Liberation from the material condition is automatically achieved by the gradual development of pure devotional service. These effects of bhakti yoga are called anartha nivritti. Things which are artificially acquired gradually disappear along with the progress of bhakti yoga. Meditation on the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, the first processional step, must show its effect by anartha nivritti. The grossest type of anartha which binds the conditioned soul in material existence is sex desire. And this sex desire gradually develops in the union of the male and female. When the male and female are united, the sex desire is further aggravated by the accumulation of buildings, children, friends, relatives and wealth. When all these are acquired, the conditioned soul becomes overwhelmed by such entanglement and the false sense of egoism or sense of myself or mine becomes prominent. And the sex desire expands to various political, social, illustrative, philanthropic and many other unwanted engagements, resembling the form of the sea waves, which becomes very prominent at one time and at the next moment vanishes as quickly as a cloud in the sky. The conditioned soul is encircled by such products as well as products of sex desire. And therefore, bhakti yoga leads to gradual evaporation of the sex desire, which is summarized in three headings, namely profit, adoration, and distinction. All conditioned souls are mad after these different forms of sex desire. And one shall see for himself how much he has been freed from much material hankering based primarily on the sex desire. As the person feels his hunger satisfied after eating each morsel of foodstuff, he must similarly be able to see the degree to which he has been freed from sex desire. The sex desire is diminished along with the various forms of the process of bhakti yoga, because bhakti yoga automatically, by the grace of Lord, effectively results in the knowledge of renunciation. Even if a devotee is not materially very well educated, knowledge means knowing things as they are. And if by deliberation, it is found that there are things which are at all unnecessarily, naturally, the person who has acquired knowledge leaves aside such unwanted things. When the conditioned soul finds by culture of knowledge that material necessities are unwanted things, he becomes detached from such unwanted things. This stage of knowledge is called vairagya, or detachment from unwanted things. We have previously discussed that the transcendentalist is required to be self-sufficient and should not beg from the rich blind persons to fulfill the bare necessity of life. Sukadeva Goswami has suggested some alternatives for the bare necessity of life, namely the problem of eating, sleeping, shelter. But he has not suggested any alternative for sex satisfaction. One who has the sex desire still with him should not at all try to accept the renounced order of life. For one who has not attained to this stage, there is no question of renounced order of life. So, by the gradual process of devotional service, under the guidance of the proper spiritual master, and following the principle of Bhagavatam, one must be able to leash the control of gross sex desire before one accepts the renounced order of life factually. The purification means getting free gradually from sex desire, and this is attained by the meditation on the person of the Lord as described herein. Beginning from the feet, one should not try to go upward artificially without seeing for himself how much he has been released from the sex desire. The smiling face of the Lord is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and there are many upstarts who at once try to begin with the 10th canto and especially with the 5 chapters which delineate the rasa leela of the Lord. This is certainly improper. By such improper study, hearing Bhagavatam, the material opportunists have played havoc and indulgence in a sex life in the name of Bhagavatam. This vilification of Bhagavatam is rendered by the acts of so-called devotees. One should be free from all kinds of sex desire before he tries to make a show of recital of Bhagavatam. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur clearly defines the import of purification as cessation from sex indulgence. He says, yata yata discha sudyati vishaya lampatyama tyajat tata tata daryat iti chitte shuddhi taratyamainiva dhyana taratmayam uttamam uktam. And as one gets free from the intoxication of sex indulgence, by purification of intelligence, one should step forward for the next meditation. Or, in the other word, the progress of meditation on the different limbs of the transcendental body of the Lord should be enhanced proportion to the progress of purification of the heart. The conclusion is that those who are still entrapped by sex indulgence should never progress to meditation above feet of the Lord. Therefore, recital of Srimad Bhagavatam by them should be restricted to the first and second cantos of the great literature. One must complete the purificatory process by assimilating the contents of the first 9 cantos, then one should be admitted into the realm of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnanantim Randasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sagana Ragunatanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. The purport was very big. So, I seek blessing from all of you. What are the Lord's extensive benediction that Lord's pastime and glory smiling face? These are the extensive benediction we get it. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that impersonal meditation is the source of suffering for the impersonalist. They are suffering. They are not directly attaining this. Their meditation is suffering. So our acharyas, especially Madhvacharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, these acharyas, they could tolerate anything, but they never tolerate the Mayavada philosophy. Impersonalists, they never tolerated. Because this idea of impersonalist is to become Krishna. You become Krishna. That is the problem. This point, they never tolerate. So, there is one story. It was narrated by Vishwapriya Swami in 1997, Adamarmat, Udipi. See, Mayavada philosophy. Actually, one king was there. He had an elephant. He was loving that elephant like anything. So, his treatment is going on. Everybody, every servant, every minister, they have to take care of the elephant very much. So, one day, the elephant falls sick. So, king was very much worried. He used to come and see the elephant all the time. Then, you know, what warning he gave to the ministers? If my elephant dies, if anybody will come and tell me the elephant is dead, then I'll cut off his head. I'll cut off his head if he tells him the elephant is dead. So, finally, what happened? The elephant was sick badly. The elephant died. So, there was nobody wanted to go just to tell the king elephant is dead. So, one expert person was there, one minister. He has gone. And he said, how is the elephant? That elephant, it is not moving its trunk. Acha, not moving its trunk. And it is not moving its leg also. Acha. It is not moving its leg. And it is not moving any parts. No parts. And it is not breathing. But it is not breathing. It means it is dead. That I don't know. That you have to say, think about it. Because he wanted to punish the people who says that the elephant is dead. So same way these Mayavadis, they don't want to say that God is not there. God is not there, they can't say. They say God is irakar. God is like this, God is like that, there is no hand, there is no figure, there is no roop. That is the way they say. Actually, they want to say there is no God only. But they can't say because people are not accepting that. No God means nobody will accept. So that is their problem. So, Bhakti Yoga includes Jnana Yoga. This is one of the statements. And one boy, he's very much with the Jnana Yoga. One boy from Manipal, he was a student. He was thorough about Bhagavad Gita's all slokas. He was very much, throughout he was very very expert about the shlokas. So one of our devotee that, you know, you must be knowing that Raghunath Puri, he was very much behind with him. He wanted to see the scholarship. He was always with him. And one day that boy, scholarly boy, was saying, I wanted to have some chicken biryani. So that was like, I will feel happy and all. So that day onwards, this Raghunath Puri left him. This is not because Bhakti Yoga includes the Jnana Yoga. He is having more Jnana. This is that step actually happens. And one more thing, even when Prabhupada was there, that there were Chaturvedis have come. There were four people have come to meet Prabhupada. They were saying, and our Vedic knowledge, we have spent about 15 to 20 years in Chaturveda, and it is long subject, this, that. And Prabhupada said, can you tell me one thing? You tell me, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who is the Supreme Lord? So, they said, you know, Rigveda, this gives so many Panchatattvas, and other Veda, something else is saying, and we can't say, who is the right Supreme Personality of Godhead? That time Prabhupada called one, Gurukul boy was going. He has called him. He was 5, 6, 7 years old. The Prabhupada called, asked him, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The boy said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada gave some prasadam and sent him. And he said, this boy, you know, 7 years boy, he knows who is the Supreme. You are all wasted your time for 15 to 20 years. Veda Pandis, how shameful it is, you know. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you don't know. So this was the thing, how the people just do that. And one more thing, Gaur Kishor Das Babaji. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was encyclopedia. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, he said, this Gaur Kishor Das, you must take initiation from Gaur Kishor Das Babaji. He could not know his write his name also. He is illiterate. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati goes over there. And that time, this Gaur Kishor Das Babaji was not looking at him. He is neglecting. Not even speaking anything. At least he should have asked, are you the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati? There's nothing he spoke. And he said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, it is not possible. I don't think he will give to me. I will go back. He came back. And he said, I can't do. I don't think he is interested to give me initiation. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, by hook or crook, by do or die, you must get the initiation from Gaur Kishor Das Babaji. So, he comes back and he requests the initiation. He says, I'll leave my body if you don't give the initiation. So finally, he gets the initiation from Gaur Kishor Das Babaji. This says, the education, big scholarly things are not important. Here, the right knowledge is important, spiritual knowledge. Theoretical knowledge is useless. Well, practical knowledge is needed. The effect of Bhakti Yoga is anartha nivritti. Things are artificially acquired. Things are artificially acquired, gradually disappears, along with Bhakti Yoga. When Bhakti Yoga increases, the thing will gradually disappear. So, Prabhupada says, Bhakti, Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, Sakala, Shanta. Krishna Bhakta, Nishkama, Ataiva, Shanta. Krishna Bhakta, Nishkama, Ataiva, Shanta. He'll be peaceful. Nishkama Bhakta. So, I'll give an example that it was Tirupati. There was an Abhishek was there in Tirupati. Because if you book an Abhishek, it will take few years, 30, 40 years. I don't think they'll give also. On that time, I used to go for that Abhishek of Tirupati Venkateshwar. So, that Abhishek, it was 2:30 in the morning we have to go there. So, we were in the beginning. We were in the very early beginning. First one to enter to the hall. But there are other people, the IAS officers were there. They have sat before us. So we entered inside and the Abhishek is started because front of the Lord only, very close. Venkat Ramana is very close because just after few seconds, few minutes, they have started dozing. They are sleeping. Entirely they are sleeping. Otherwise they were looking uplifting their neck and all. They were just sleeping in the front side, all IAS officers. But at least we could get a good darshan of that. Good darshan. All are sleeping nicely. That one and a half hours darshan. Because you can't appreciate the darshan of the Lord even it is so close also. Because you have a material desire. If no material desire, you can appreciate. Otherwise, it's a material. This is the test. This is the test. If you get dozing, sleeping mode, your devotion is not improved. It is, material desire is there. If material desire is not there, you'll immediately get up and you'll watch it perfectly. So, all the conditioned souls are made after these different forms of sex desire, gross sex desires. There are gross sex desire and subtle sex desire. The subtle sex desire, that is profit, adoration, distinction, pratistha, prakyati, prashasti. See, that actually one man from Gaudiya Math, it was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was appointed him. And he was alone. That time he had an affair with a lady. As a pujari, he had an affair with a lady. So, people, devotees, they could see in this, though they could give him a beatings and they put him out. So, this person has just left that place and gone somewhere as a watch repairer. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had come and he was saying, where is that boy? What is that man? So he has done this offense like this, Prabhupada. What to do, Maharaj? So he said, they have to open a temple or something like that. So that whatsoever it may be, you call him. I want to meet him. So they have tried and got him, some watch repairer he was. He told them, he brought him back. Then, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was asking, when you get that urge of sex, you could not remember Ma Mantra? You could not remember Ma Mantra? You could not remember Krishna? What a foolish person you are. Our entire survival is Ma Mantra. You forgot that Ma Mantra when you had an urge of sex? Why did you forget Krishna? Why did you forget the Mahamantra? So, then again he asked forgiveness. Then they allowed him to stay there with the new appointment. So, one person was asking, I am with Prabhupada, I am chanting 16 rounds. Why the sex desire is not going from me? I am very, very much sad about it. Why it's not going? The Prabhupada said it is a higher fever. So if you want it goes for higher fever, the doctor gives you a higher dose. So same way, you have to increase your dose. So instead of 16 rounds, go for 32 or 64. So immediately, your sex desire will disappear. Increase the dose sincerely and seriously. And this is Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. It was when Prabhupada was in very serious condition. That time, Ghanshyam, his name was Ghanshyam, very good book distributor. He comes there and Prabhupada was very happy about to see him. So even Tamal Krishna Goswami brings him, "See, Ghanshyam has come, Prabhupada." Even Prabhupada was in sick, he just embraced him, hugged him. And he was so happy and he was saying, "You have perfected your life, Ghanshyam. I am very proud of you. I am very proud of you." So he was very happy mood. Prabhupada was in very happy mood. And next day, the book distribution, entire world's timetable was there, just to give that report. That report was given to Ghanshyam to read this entire thing. Dada Damodar party, so much, entire thing has to read. So Prabhupada was sitting and he was reading that report of that book distribution and all. So he was reading one book, one message and looking for Prabhupada. Prabhupada was least bothered. He was not looking at him at all. And yesterday Prabhupada was in so good mood. Today he is not at all in good mood at all. Why should I read this? He was thinking like that. And finally, all the reports got over. Then Prabhupada was saying, "Krishna is the doer. Krishna is the doer. These are all, you are all getting yourself appreciated, not you. Krishna is the doer." That was the credit. And transcendental required to be self-sufficient should not be begged from a rich, blind person. A transcendentalist should not beg from rich, blind person. Rich people, they're not supposed to take anything from them. Or to fulfill the bare necessity of life, you should not beg from any rich person. So, the best example is Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami gave the Bhagavatam 7 days and 7 nights. The Parikshit Maharaj was the king of the universe. And he was a Chakravarti. You know? But Sukadeva Goswami is not interested even single penny from him. It was the Vairagya. Nothing he has collected. And before Takshak comes, he is completed, he left that place. Sukadeva Goswami. So, that is an adoration. Real Vairagya. See, therefore, the point is, therefore, the transformation of the heart of Parikshit, as well as all the people who gathered for that event, everybody got the transformation of the heart by Bhagavatam. Because it was Sukadeva Maharaj, never wanted anything. That is the real Vairagya, you can see. That is called non-enviousness. That is possible. Then, one more thing I wanted to say, it is held in Sodemat. Actually, Sodemat, Vadiraja Swami is the one of the top disciples. In his parampara only, the Vishwottama Tirtha, who comes on that. And he had certain principle. His Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha, Vishwendra Tirtha Swami was, after initiating him as a sannyasi, Vishwottama Tirtha, but this Vishwendra Tirtha, he was there for only 35 days. Just to give him the training. After 35 days, he left the body. So 35 days, and he was a young boy of 12 years old. But by 35 days, He learned so many things because he is mitabhashi, very little speaking, and not hurting anyone in talk. And he used to follow, the Madhvacharya has given the deities of Bhuvaraha for Sodemat. He used to sleep under that, near that feet of Bhuvaraha. He used to do that. And main thing is that he never wanted any pratishta, prakhyati or prashasti. And people used to say, suppose you have some project, if you don't ask the people, can't meet the people, how they can give you that donations and all? And he was saying, who am I to think about the donation? Donation is collected by Krishna, who is going to give them, arrange that. He will make them to be, give the donation. Who am I to take that credit? No, he never used to do that. Who am I? Just to take that credit. That is by arrangement of Krishna, they are doing it. We have given some program. This project is there. People will give. That's Krishna is arranging that. So that was the thing. And finally, he was the age of 79 or something like that. And he distributed all the akshata and all to everyone. It was some good festival day. And taking Ram, 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 he left the body. Vishvottama Tirtha, he left the body. Huh? So, how wonderful they are. How great they are. And he was very much interested in Bhagavatam Katha and good kirtan and everything. And one more thing is, one should free all kinds of sex desires before he tried to make a show of recital of Bhagavatam. See, because if Vairagya is not there on sex desire, this is useless. It is really said here. So, Prabhupada was giving a class, and that was in class was in Gorakhpur, and for that Hanuman Prasad Poddar was there. The big delegates were there in that Bhagavatam class. In that, one of our devotee, he was dozing in Bhagavatam class. Prabhupada is very, you know, he never likes two things. One thing is that in the class, children are crying and all that thing. Second thing, the dozing, sleepy thing. So Prabhupada said, why you are sleeping? No, yesterday I had hard work. What hard work you have? Front of Bhagavatam you sleep, it is an offense. It is an offense. Huh? You do not have the caliper of the Bhagavatam. It is the highest, one of the topmost important thing. There you are sleeping. And even these delegates were there, front of them he was started giving the same thing. Entire class was about sleeping. Why to sleep? I am an old man. How many hours I sleep? I hardly sleep about 2-3 hours, Prabhupada says. And you, young persons, you are sleeping. And it is very difficult. You cannot progress in devotional service. One is not listening Bhagavatam, is dozing. You will never progress in that. You will never progress. He gave that same left and right, everything he gave in that way. So then he says the materialistic people, if their work is very serious, they don't even sleep, especially Subhash Chandra Bose. He was trying for the independence of India, they hardly sleep 1 hour, 2 hour. They never sleep. They are materialistic people, they never sleep. And even M.K. Gandhi, he never used to sleep. Hardly 1 hour. He never used to sleep. Such a way he struggled for Indian independence. You mean to say your spiritual advancement, by sleeping you'll get it? You'll never get it. It is required a very hard work. So if we get a sleep, it is a word we will remember, because sleeping in Bhagavatam class is very difficult. You know, it can't be tolerated. The same way, disturbance means even when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving Bhagavatam class and Prabhupada was hearing, one donor, he paid some amount and he just came and sitting next to Prabhupada, he started talking with him. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw they are talking. And immediately Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "If your talk is more important than me, you come here and you just speak. If your talk is more important than me, my talk, you come here and you speak." Then he told to Prabhupada. And then to that donor he said, "You have given some amount to the temple, means you have purchased us. What do you think? Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost, highest dedication we have to do. What do you think it?" So Prabhupada was, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was, is a lion guru. He was so hard. So this is what's happening. See, actually in this chapter it is given the Mayavada philosophy. They never used to tolerate. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had been to Madras, and he, as soon as he got down from the station, and he was saying, where is that Theosophical Society? I wanted to go and fight with them. So he said, you take rest and you can have your bath. Nothing doing. I wanted to go and fight with them. Where are they? So that was the thing. Mayavada Khandan. Same thing Madhvacharya. Mayavada Khandan. If you have that. So their main thing is that you can become Krishna. I can become Krishna. You are also Narayan. I am also Narayan. So these things they never tolerate. They never tolerate. That's why Prabhupada gave a very, very big, big purport. Very big purport. 2.5 pages purport he has given. It's very important. So Krishna conscious, it is very important to, you have to avoid all those things. These are the things we can't progress. This subtle form it enters, Mayavada. In most of the people, they give the very wonderful narration about Krishna, but the maximum people, they will try to become Krishna. This is Mayavada is mixed on that. So we have to be very, very careful. That's why we have to follow our parampara properly. And the paramparas, as per the parampara thing, we have to go. And whatever is given by spiritual master, we have to follow that perfectly. And we are not to add anything or subtract anything. Which is given, it should be done. And for that purpose, we have to do simply chanting the holy name. Holy name, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatvam Nama Namani. There is no difference between name and the Lord. In this world, the name has got entire thing. Lord is there within this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. It requires the highest dedication. Even hearing Bhagavatam also highest dedication. This is not an ordinary person cannot do that. They cannot get it. It's the highest dedication. It's totally transcendental. So we should have that full attention And we should give that priority for that and chant the holy name nicely. That is everything it has got. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any questions? Little few minutes is there. There is no question. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna. So Pooja, as you are saying that we need to have the sincere efforts from our side and we should be awake, especially Bhagavatam class and in our sadhana. But then this enthusiasm remains in initial times. But as we keep doing the same process again and again, then it becomes more ritualistic, mechanical.
Monotonous.
Yes, Prabhu. So, please, with your experience of...
No, actually, as soon as we go on chanting, the anarthas is reduced. When the anarthas, that is the poison from the heart, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madamassa, that poison is reduced. And that interest will come. When anartha is there in the heart, you cannot hear anything. If anybody says kirtan and all, they are worried. Kirtan band karo. Ye both ho gaya. Because they can't stop, they can't hear it. That anartha should go on reducing, then the devotional service will have interest. And that is ultimate. So you should understand it becomes monotonous. And for that sake, you should have best association of people. Best association. And you should, it must. There is no other way. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nameva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gati Ranyata. There is no Gati for you. There is no Gati. Is there anything else? No. Just, it is only this. Nothing, don't look for anything. You have to get purified, and that is only a right process. So anartha will goes out, so immediately attraction will come. It won't become monotonous. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.